Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, you are listening to Proverbs with Daisy Maskell. It is me, Daisy. Welcome. This is a podcast all about extraordinary people and extraordinary stories. Here we will shine the spotlight on their journeys and hopefully learn something about ourselves and the way that we live our lives from their experiences too. Join me for the next half an hour as we get to know our guest. How you doing? Welcome to the Proverbs podcast. In this episode, we're going to be chatting to Gabby Garcia. Now, I've actually been following Gabby and her story on social media for a little while now. She documents her life living as a former conjoined twin. We talk all about her separation surgery, a little bit about her sister as well, and the awareness that she's currently raising for the procedure that almost took her life. Welcome. We are back with another episode. And this week we are talking to the amazing Gabby Garcia. Now, Gabby was born a conjoined twin and underwent a life-changing surgery at just 8 months old that separated her from her sister, Michaela. She now documents her incredible journey on social media. Hey, Gabby, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Thank you so much for being here. We're so excited to chat to you.
I'm excited.
And I imagine you don't remember much, if anything at all, about your surgery. What have friends and family told you about it?
So we were only 8 months old, and that's ultimately why my mom and the surgeons decided to have the surgery before we were, you know, a year old, so that we wouldn't remember the surgery, because you know, it's such a huge traumatic procedure to go through. Mm-hmm. And so I think that was like why that decision was made to do it while we were 8 months old. I guess it was, you know, it was a huge deal to be separated in such a risky surgery, but everybody had really high hopes, and we came through the surgery and we were relatively healthy, and we still had that infinite bond, even though we were separated. And mm-hmm. So even though we didn't remember the surgery itself, it still was a huge part of our lives, you know, growing up and with our family. And it was just a sense of us beating the odds.
I mean, any surgery like this, it was a huge procedure. And I can imagine there were so many risks and, you know, complications that had to be considered. How long was your surgery, Gabby?
Honestly, I think it was probably about like, I don't know, I want to say it was at least over like 12 hours.
Wow.
But I'm not even sure exactly how long it was.
Well, you did beat the odds and your separation was successful, but separation isn't always possible, is it?
Yeah, so separation is not always possible. Every case of conjoined twin is so different, and it really depends on the shared organs. It, you know, depends on the health of the twins, you know, as a whole. And it depends on if, you know, the spines are fused together or like major shared organs. And so I think even though my sister and I were, you know, a rare form of conjoined twins for that time in 1998, it was really the best case scenario because we didn't share anything very major. Mm-hmm. And so while it was still very risky, we came through with flying colors, and we were mm-hmm. just doing so well after the surgery. And that isn't the case for everybody. And so I think growing up, that knowing that made me feel more humble and more, you know, grateful for our experience.
Yeah, for sure. Have you met any other conjoined twins?
Yeah, I've met a few other sets of twins, and I met a pair that are toddlers mm-hmm. last year, and I found out that they live only 30 minutes away from me in Idaho. Wow. Which is just crazy to me that like it's so random, and that, you know, the world kind of like brought us together. And then also I've met a pair that I'm really good friends with. They live in Utah and we got to meet up over the summer. And so it's been really cool to kind of find out that there's this whole community of conjoined twins and their families out there that I had never even known about this whole time.
Yeah, I can imagine you find a lot of comfort from knowing that as well. And I guess as much as you share similar experiences, I guess there are just differences as well, which must be so incredible. It must be so incredible to meet someone that has gone on sort of a similar journey or is about to embark on a similar journey if they're going to be separated too. I know you're really, really open about sharing your story on TikTok as well, which I think is just so amazing. It's so incredible what you're doing. What is the question that you get asked the most?
People always want to know how I use the restroom. And that is like, it's just bizarre to me because they will ask the most like bizarre things and they really have no filter. And everybody always wants to know how I use the restroom. And I just think it's hilarious because like you wouldn't ask an average person like, you know, about their restroom habits. So I always try to respond in like a witty way, but also in a way to kind of educate them. Because at the end of the day, it is a unique situation and they are genuinely curious.
People love toilet talk. I don't know what it is. It's just so strange. But I think you're really, really great. There is, of course, a line, you know, but you're really, really great with just accepting that, you know, some people are curious and you're really great and you create sort of an open, safe space for people to ask questions in a respectful way. I think you're doing a lot to educate as well, which is really important. What is the biggest misconception you've come across?
I don't know. I guess, you know, people are really surprised when they see me and they see how open I am about our situation. And I think people usually have this misconception about conjoined twins and they think that we are far from, you know, your average person. And so people get amazed to see me doing regular things and doing my makeup and talking about my experience. And it's just funny to me because I've never considered myself out of the ordinary and I'd never grew up thinking that I was different. And so it was funny to me to be like kind of commended for going on the internet and doing my makeup and acting like, you know, your average 20 something girl. And so that was just funny to me because like I said, I never thought of myself as anything different. And so I think that kind of shocks people.
And what was growing up like for you, Gabby? I mean, I feel like you've sort of alluded to the fact that you sort of grew up a normal kid with your sister, right?
Yeah, we had a normal childhood and of course we went through bullying. We were from a small town in California. And so we, you know, grew up kind of having a hard time making friends, but we had such a close bond that, you know, she was all I needed. And so I was literally growing up with my other half and my built-in best friend. And so we, like I said, we didn't grow up thinking that we were any different. And it was just, you know, a part of our life. It was just something that like we were so used to. And so I think we had a relatively normal childhood, all things considering.
And I know that you fell ill in 2011, Gabby, which was due to some complications with the separation surgery that you had when you were a baby. If you're comfortable, do you mind sharing that experience with us?
Yeah, of course. So in 1998, we had our separation surgery and the doctors had placed a surgical mesh inside of our abdomens. And in 2011, when we were 13 years old, we both got sick within weeks of each other. And she was hospitalized. And then I was hospitalized after her. We had both become sick because of that mesh. It had become infected inside of our stomachs. And we were both extremely sick. And so we had to have urgent surgeries to have all of that mesh removed. And so her surgery was one day and then my surgery was the next day. And so we were always kind of within a day of each other. She was, you know, worse off health-wise than I was. I think the infection had just spread and I came through the surgery and I was doing great. Of course, I had a couple of hiccups in the road, and she was not doing that great. We were in different units in the hospital, and so we were there for almost 3 months, and I was only able to see my twin once the entire time. And so it was hard, you know, being down the hall from my sister sick and, you know, wondering how she is and wondering if she needed me. And, you know, it was just like this really like intense feeling being 13 years old and going through something that, you know, most adults wouldn't even have to go through. Mm-hmm. And so the infection, it ended up spreading to Michaela, and she was septic, and she developed a fungal infection in her blood. Mm-hmm. I was discharged from the hospital November 4th, 2011, and Michaela passed away November 5th, 2011. And mm-hmm. so, like I said, we were always kind of within a day of each other, and it was just the strangest feeling.
Continuing the conversation on Proverbs after this short break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You've just been through so much, and I think, you know, anyone that shares a sibling or even especially a twin, you know, twins are just so close. They go through everything together, and I think in your case, I can't imagine how close and in tune you must have been with each other. So this mesh, Michaela, that they put in your stomach as part of the initial procedure to separate you, there are complications, there are known complications with using this in surgery, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's risky, like, especially I think back then when, you know, this is 20 something years ago, when, you know, medicine has advanced so much in the last 20 years. And so back then, like, having mesh put in, I don't think we realized it then, but it was a very dangerous thing to do. And then we ultimately, you know, we came to know that very well.
Yeah. Tell us about Michaela, Gabby. What was she like? What did you enjoy doing together?
Michaela was just everything. She was so outgoing, very outspoken and sassy. Meanwhile, I was kind of reserved and I was the shy one. And so we were honestly like polar opposites of each other, but we kind of balanced each other out in that way. And we were inseparable. We did everything together. We shared our best friend. We shared everything. We had classes together. She was, you know, so into makeup and so into all of these girly things and always trying to get me to, you know, join that with her. And I would never budge. And I was kind of more of the bookworm. And she was just so funny and just like a force of nature. And anybody that, you know, knew Kayla knew how, you know, outgoing she was. And she just made such an impact on everybody's lives. And even today, 10 years later, after she passed away, she still impacts our lives every day. So,
Of course. Yeah. And I'm sure she's had some sort of an influence with the makeup in the end, because I know you're great at your makeup. I've seen your liner on TikTok. She's taught you a few things for sure.
She has. Yeah. And I always say, I hope she's proud of me because I finally came around doing my makeup. So,
oh, for sure. And I think, you know, no matter what, you are always connected and she's always around, and she also lives through you as well, which is so incredible. And I feel like, do you find some sort of comfort in that?
I do. I think for a long time after she passed away, I felt so conflicted because I was going through this kind of like identity crisis. Somebody that I was connected to and somebody I shared flesh with is not here anymore. And then I kind of look in the mirror and I could see her looking back at me, and I look at my scar where we connected, and I carry her everywhere I go. And so I realized, you know, she's not gone. I literally have pieces of her with me forever now, and we're always going to be bonded no matter what. And so I feel a lot of comfort in that, knowing that, you know, she's always there somehow.
Yeah, that is so, so beautiful. Let's talk about your separation surgery, Gabby. What organs were you sharing with your sister when you were born?
Okay, so this is kind of, I get asked this question a lot, and I'm always like, what organs do we have? Okay, so we didn't share anything major like the lungs or the hearts. We each had our own, but like more towards like the stomach is where we started to share. So we shared like our intestines. And so during separation, I got the large intestine and she got the small intestine. We shared a pair of kidneys. So I got a kidney and she got a kidney. She got the bladder and the uterus. We both had our own livers, and that's pretty much the only thing that was like shared between us two. And then of course we shared a pair of legs, and so she had gotten one leg and I got the other.
So I imagine if conjoined twins are sort of sharing certain major organs, I'm guessing that's what makes the separation process a lot harder.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. And like I said, it's so, every case is so different that it's really hard to say. But yeah, it's, you know, there's some twins that, you know, have been, you know, sharing hearts or lungs or livers or, you know, very like important organs that are like more difficult to, you know, split up between the two. So this was really the best case scenario for conjoined twins.
For sure. What's your plans for the future, Gabby? What does the future hold for you?
I would love to just keep sharing our story. It's so important to me to keep my sister's memory alive and bring awareness about conjoined twins and to continue to educate. I would love to end up, you know, doing a podcast of my own one day, writing a book, or, you know, in some sort of media form, just to keep educating about, you know, our situation. It's like a huge passion of mine. I fell in love with it, and I just think that that's going to be a part of my life forever.
Yeah, I really see that for you. I think you speak so great about your experience. And I think you can find a lot of healing in sharing as well. Not only are you educating, I think it's, you find a lot of healing, and it really helps with, you know, the grieving process. And it's really, really good for the soul. So what you're doing is so amazing. You're raising awareness, and you're showing, you know, you are just your average 20-something year old girl. And, you know, you had a difficult start in life. And I no doubt you have challenges that are far different, you know, from many people in the world, but this is just a part of your journey, and you're just great. I'm really, really backing you all the way. I see some really great things for you in the future. You're so inspirational. If we could take something away from you today, what is the thing that keeps you going? What is your mantra in life, Gabby?
My sister really keeps me going, and I think of how she would want to live if she were here. And I think that, you know, I'm so incredibly lucky to be here today. And I look at her and she just keeps me going, knowing that she's, you know, watching over me, knowing that she was such a huge part of my life. And I really want to keep living for her. And she is the reason for everything. She's my purpose. So I think that, you know, every day I get up and it's because of her.
That is a good purpose to have. You girls are just so special. Honestly, Gabby, we wish you all of the luck and all of the love in the world. Keep sharing, keep educating. You're doing so great. And thank you so much for being here, Gabby, and chatting to us.
Thank you so much.
And that concludes this episode of Proverbs with Daisy Maskell. That is me. I hope you enjoyed it. Hit subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes, and I will see you soon.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.